We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie from training camp, 888-729-9494. Let's go out on the Schwartz-Culleton guest line right now. If you're injured at work, get justice. Call Schwartz-Culleton at 800-JUSTICE, one of the best, and I mean one of the absolute best football analysts around. He was at training camp today. Of course, calls the Eagles preseason games along with Scott Graham, part of the Eagles television network, and kind enough from the NFL Network to join us here with his evaluation of the Birds. He was at practice today, Mr. Mike Mayock. Mike, how you been, man?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Wonderful. Great. Thanks for calling in, Mike.
Yeah, Mike, we appreciate it, man. Practice today, what'd you say?
I think if you're a former defensive player like I was, today was fun. I thought the defense dominated, especially in the 7-on-7, and watching the defensive backs and the linebackers cover was really fun for me. I think there was some frustration from the offensive staff, but I think the pace of the practice and the way the Eagles compete is really good, and I get to see a lot of training camps and a lot of practices around the league and have a good means of comparison, and I'm always impressed by the level of competition.
Mike, you're saying that the DBs and the linebackers covered well. Does that say something about where we sit offensively at the running back and wide receiver positions?
I just felt like in all the drills, both individual but more the 7-on-7 and the team stuff, I'm not sure I've seen more interceptions in a practice than I saw today.
Wow.
And I thought the defense was flying around. And John, you know how it is in training camp, right? Yeah. I mean, some days it's just a defensive day, or some days it's an offensive day. But today it was about the defense flying around.
And what was the quarterback position looking like? We know Nick Foles is working his way back. We don't know exactly what they're doing with Carson Wentz on a day-to-day basis because it's up to the medical staff, but can you fill us in a little bit about how those guys rotated in?
Yeah, it was a lot of Sudfeld again. Mm-hmm. And Foles, obviously they've brought in a fifth quarterback, but he was not doing any of the team or 7-7 stuff. Hackenberg, who I stayed around after practice and kind of watched him work out with a couple of the wideouts and tight ends, and it looks like he's kind of shortened his stroke significantly and getting the ball out more quickly. Kind of interesting.
So do you think that Christian Hackenberg is fixable by this quarterback-heavy coaching staff?
Well, it's a hard question because he's got there's two really good quarterbacks at the top end of the depth chart in Philadelphia, right?
Yeah.
And the idea of bringing a kid in, and he's a very talented kid. I would tell you from watching him at Penn State that it seemed like two or three times a game he'd make a great throw, and you go, wow, very few people could make that particular throw, but the rest of the game wasn't that good. Mm-hmm. You know, he was all over the place, especially from an accuracy perspective. So he's trying to tighten up the stroke, trying to get better accuracy. But realistically, what kind of an opportunity is he going to get here with what they have already in that quarterback room would be my concern.
Absolutely. Mike Mayock with us here, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie from training camp. Mike, let's take this back a couple months ago when, of course, the Eagles win the Super Bowl and then there's an offseason, and Howie Roseman with a really good roster has to kind of juggle stuff around. What is your opinion of the job Howie did bringing this team now to training camp this year, the additions of Mike Wallace, Michael Bennett, Haloti Ngata, obviously Goddard in the draft? What did you make of how Howie constructed this year's team?
Well, I believe that with a healthy Carson Wentz, their roster, top to bottom, is as good as anybody in the NFL. And mm-hmm. I believed it by the end of last season also. I think the job that Howie Roseman and Joe Douglas did over a two-year period from when Chip Kelly left till they won the Super Bowl was mind-blowing. I mean, that's all people around the NFL wanted to talk to me about all offseason, was the job the personnel department did.
Wow.
And I think they continued that by, you know, you know you're going to lose a wide receiver, so you go get another speed guy, Mike Wallace. Dallas Goedert looked great the other night.
Yes.
Josh Adams looks like, you know, he could be another free agent running back acquisition, kind of like Corey Clement a year ago. So I just continue to be totally impressed by what Howie and Joe and their department have done.
Mike, with the questionable health of Timmy Jernigan, that defensive line depth, is that still something that the Eagles may need to address before the season starts?
Yeah, it's a good one, John. I'm not in the trainer's room, and I'm not sure what Tim Jernigan is as far as being able to compete X amount of snaps starting week one. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But Haloti Ngata is, what, 34, 35 years old?
Yeah.
I think Fletcher Cox has come to camp with the best attitude I've ever seen Fletcher Cox have.
Wow.
And I asked him about his sack. Before practice, I grabbed him. I said, you know, that move you put on DeCastro was pretty cool. And he walked me through over about 60 to 90 seconds what he was trying to do, how he did it, how he worked on it in the off season. And Fletch is usually a guy that just kind of laughs and kids with you.
Yeah.
He's locked in. And
wow.
Yeah, so I think that's cool. I think the development of some of the younger players is going to be critical. Where are they on Qualls? Where are they on Winston Craig? Where are they on some of those guys? But it would not surprise me if they were looking to make some kind of trade around the league or looking to pick somebody up depending on cuts.
Right. So Mike, you're saying that Fletcher Cox is actually talking about moves? You know, like when I think of Fletcher Cox, I think of a bull rush. And now what you're saying is he's running you through like the step-by-step like plan and the moves that he put on David DeCastro. I think that's a real step in the right direction.
It is, and you're already talking about a Pro Bowl guy.
Yeah.
With a ton of talent, you set me up perfectly for that because his point to me was, look, everybody thinks I'm just a pure bull rush guy. I'm coming right up your midline, and it gives me an opportunity to set somebody up.
Wow.
And it was kind of a cool conversation about what he's trying to do, dipping his shoulder, ripping the inside arm, and it was fun talking to him.
Mike Mayock with us here. Mike, let's talk about the middle linebacker position, Jordan Hicks. What were your impressions of Hicks' first game action in a long time the other day?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't have a lot of snaps, but what you saw, I think, and I'm more worried about what I've seen in practice so far, and he looks like Jordan Hicks. And, you know, the knock on him since University of Texas has been durability. It's not ability, because when he's healthy, he's really good. So I think he looks healthy. He's running around. I think he looks great. Change of direction, quickness, it all looks good. It's just a matter of can he put 16 games back-to-back.
Mike Mayock. Hey, Mike, what about the running back spot? We get asked a lot about the rotation of the backs. Do you think it was so harmonious last year, how the guys got along. If Ajayi only gets 11 carries a game, do you think that's enough? Do you think he has an issue with that? Or how do you think they manage the, you know, three quality backs?
Yeah, I think in recent history, most Super Bowl teams have been running back by committee, and I think it's a particularly important position for the Eagles to look long-term, because Ajayi is a potential free agent at the end of the season. Darren Sproles is a potential retiree at the end of the season. So they've got to be looking long-term about what they're going to do there, and I think Corey Clement, to me, is a guy that, along with Ajayi this year, gets most of the carries. They've got to figure out where they're going to be a year from now. And is Josh Adams going to play a role? Where's Pumphrey in this thing? He didn't play the other night with a hamstring. So I think they've got to figure some stuff out at the running back position, especially with the future in mind.
Mike, we appreciate you joining us today on the show, man. Thank you. Continued success with all your work and NFL Network, Eagles preseason games. We really appreciate it, Mike.
Great talking with you guys.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, there he is, Mike Mayock, one of the true best. And the man is a machine of pro and
just knows everything
college football. Now it's impressive. It really is. 888-729-9494. Hey, join John and I on Thursday this week. We'll be at the ShopRite of Williamstown for our show. That's August the 16th, this Thursday from 10 to 2. With Labor Day and the new school year right around the corner, we'll be giving away ShopRite gift cards to stock up on all of your end of summer party and back-to-school supply needs. Stop by, see us, hang out. The ShopRite of Williamstown. Have some lunch at the ShopRite of Williamstown. That's this Thursday from 10 to 2. Zally's, shop right at Williamstown. It's where quality comes first.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.